A new report from the World Bank says China's high-speed rail network is now larger than that of the entire European Union. Rail is a big part of China's economic strategy, with new routes to Central Asia and to Europe. The BBC's China editor Carrie Grace reports.
This is Asia's biggest rail cargo base. There are ranks of giant orange cranes, each with four legs mounted on wheels running on a track. Lined up beside the cranes, there's a queue of lorries, each of them loaded with containers the size of a minibus. The crane drops a claw with perfect accuracy onto the container and hoists it high above a freight train. Swings it, places it, drops it. 800 or 900 times a day, apparently. Each of these containers is filled with computers, clothes, even cars. Until last year, all of it would have been shipped by sea from Shanghai. But now this train is headed west, straight for Europe.
It starts out of Chengdu. It goes up to the border with Kazakhstan. We cross then Kazakhstan. From Kazakhstan, we go into Russia. And then from Russia, Belarus. And after Belarus, we enter in Europe, in Poland.
DHL's Bruno Salmoni explains why international companies are following China's strategic push towards the West.
The Chinese government is shifting more and more the production opportunities for companies in different areas. And one of those is in the area of Chengdu, Chongqing. Chengdu is about 2,000 kilometers from the nearest seaport. So this was automatically one of the starting points to look into the rail connection to Europe.
This is Spartan Wars, Gods of Olympus, a new game just out globally from a Chengdu-based company called Tap for Fun. Their offices are all glass-walled rooms that open and close with fingerprint scanners. They're full of programmers and graphic designers, with a breakout zone complete with table tennis, snooker, running machine, and pictures of Steve Jobs. I'm here now with Jacob Maynard from Arizona.
Before, just from a sheer logistical perspective, it was sort of daunting to come into Western China, especially for industries, simply because it took so long to get here. But now they're opening up these rail lines and these flights and things like that. It makes it much, much more accessible.
Western China has long lagged behind the eastern seaboard, and 30 years of rocketing trade have made the imbalance even more extreme. Chen Zhongwei is the logistics chief for Chengdu City. He says direct transport links to Europe mean the days when Westerners could name only Beijing, Shanghai and Hong Kong are over.
Now we have an opportunity to narrow the gap between East and West China. We are no longer a landlocked city. We are a port city. We are China's ideal jumping-off point for Europe.
Back at Asia's biggest rail cargo hub, they've finished loading the freight for Europe and the train is ready to leave Chengdu.
It's time to get on the train. It's a fearless clamber up these steps from the track. We've left the cranes and trucks behind and now we're passing through maize fields and building sites. This freight train is now on its two-week journey bound for Europe. And it's not just the goods in the containers on board, but the railway builders themselves. It's extraordinary to think that in a decade, this country's come from nowhere, from buying engines and high-speed know-how from the Europeans to undercutting the market leaders on their own doorstep.
The BBC's Carrie Gracie reporting.